I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Football Land.
Football Land.
No Hello, gap football between land. Football and land. Hello, Ryan.
Hello.
Intern still? Intern?
Yes. Yeah. That means I don't have much responsibility.
No. The modern intern, all the responsibility, but none of the financial benefits that come with it.
Oh, no. Then can I have a really senior title, please?
You can be ride engineer and I'll be the intern because...
No, Mark. No. Don't get away. Don't try and get away without doing any work, Mark.
You spotted my cunning plan.
Lord Sir Chief Ride Engineer Mark Davison, how many rides have you built so far?
Don't ask me that on air.
We have got so little time until the World Cup starts in Qatar. We're so close to it. England players are starting to publicly voice their concerns about the human rights atrocities. That's how close we are to the tournament.
Harry Kane did really well to say we're going to shine a light on these issues. What are the issues, Harry? Just repeat what I've been told. We're going to shine a light on them.
On these issues, yeah. Like under the rock.
I mean, I'm expecting him for every goal he scores to hold up a piece of paper and literally shine a light on human rights abuses. Or
why does a piece of paper shine light? Do you not mean a torch?
Yeah, I think you mean a torch. Unless it's like a really...
Shine a light on a piece of paper is what I said.
Oh, you want to shine a light on a piece of paper?
Which has an issue on it that he wants to shine a light on.
Right, okay.
I see.
So you'd have to celebrate and get a piece of paper out of his sock.
Oh, sock.
A bit like, you know, when Facundo Sava used to get a mask out of his socks.
Yeah.
And
I prefer the waistband.
what waistband?
Like I prefer...
Like a cummerbund?
Imagine like a kind of, instead of one of those catapult bras, a kind of tracking cummerbund.
Yeah, why did they have that? Why does it have to be the bras?
Yeah, and also for the slightly rotund player, it acts as a girdle.
A crinoline. Guys, I've got, in terms of, let's talk business.
Yep.
We have a new Patreon. He's called Thomas Stylewalt. Thomas Stylewalt. As you know, if you join our Patreon and you pay enough money, you can have exclusive naming rights of one of our car parks. Thomas Stylewalt has done that.
Yeah.
And he would like a new car park in his name called the Thomas Stylewalt Car Park.
Oh.
Simple.
How did he come up with
that? He doesn't
have
a company. He's not an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Unless, he's a member of Equity.
I like it's like when you go down the leagues and you get the sponsor a player in the program and it's just like, you know, John Smith and Son,
or like the Tony Macaroni Stadium. He says, I don't mind. You're more than welcome to decide on a certain subset of vehicles to be allowed in.
Oh yes.
And please provide a nesting area for Pepe at night.
That's very thoughtful, Thomas. Thank you for that.
That's really nice because we need Pepe to have his own nesting shithouse before he wakes up. And I think that this car park is going to be the epicentre of shitty cars.
I'm thinking then galleons.
Right.
Because not many other vehicles have nests.
Ah, a crow's nest.
Like a crow's nest.
Right.
So... bring your galleon.
Yep.
Park it in the.
Do you park
Thomas
a galleon?
Stylewalt,
you don't park a seafaring vessel,
in dry docks.
If you accumulate a lot of wealth really quickly and buy a boat and you don't know what you're doing, you definitely park it.
Yeah.
Slam it into reverse.
You know what I mean?
And parallel park that.
You've got all the money in the world. Why would you be asked to go away and learn all the terms? You know, left. On the left, the right, none of this like port and wank side or
bow and stern.
Yeah, none of that. The back of the boat. Who's trying to go
Jesus.
Bow?
Especially in the desert.
You are going to come unstuck.
You're right, pretentious if you're doing seafaring terms in the middle of the desert.
You are going to come unstuck when it comes to mounting the land on your boat.
Sexy I mean, Mark. You're mounting that land. You'd shag anything, wouldn't you, mate?
There's only one bit of. there's only one bit of a boat everybody knows the name of, and that's the poop deck.
Yeah.
And they don't make poop decks anymore on yachts.
Well, they do now when Pepe comes around.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Pepe, he's going to shit everywhere. Right, let's get into it. This is Football Land.
Football.
Who's it?
This is me. Yep. And this is called Fox in the Box.
Oh. Rule?
What?
Rule?
No, not Rule. Not Rule Fox. It's not a pun. And it's killing, as I like to do, two birds with one stone. This begins in England, this predicament. As we know, the rich, they like, despite the fact that fox hunting is banned, they still do fox hunting.
Still
they found the loopholes.
And
the loophole, it is banned, yeah.
You're
not allowed to fox
on.
Hunt. But because they're rich, they can fox hunt. That's the loophole, being wealthy. So
we can't stop rich people
from doing what they want. But we want to save these foxes' lives, don't we? We don't want foxes to be killed.
No, it's awful.
So I think we just have to normalise fox hunting once again, but use it to our advantage in Football Land.
What do they do? Do they dress like one of the dogs up as like a fox and like nominate it as the fox?
They pretend they're just trail hunting.
Right.
They pretend they're chasing. I don't know what trail hunting really is, but it's like
shadow boxing.
A scent or something. Yeah. Pretending.
They send
like
one
cosplay.
Dog off with the scent of a fox.
Yeah, exactly.
And forget to...
Well, and then they come back and they're like, oh, God, sorry, lads, we accidentally killed seven foxes.
Yeah, how did that happen? This is the one thing we didn't want to have happen.
So we let
them fox hunting in centre parks?
No, there's no wildlife, as we've discussed before.
I thought
they euthanize ducks there. They kill mosquitoes because it's a sanitized version
of
nature.
They kill mosquitoes.
Yeah, they sanitize everything.
Do mosquitoes count as wildlife?
Yeah.
If you went on safari and all you saw is mosquitoes, you'd be a bit disappointed.
Those muntjacs you see at Centre Parks is actually a member of staff.
Yeah.
It's just a massive mosquito.
Yeah.
so we let fox hunters do their thing, but we only pay them for live foxes. So we get them to catch foxes, but alive. We only pay you.
In a box, I'm assuming.
Not in a box.
Oh.
Well, we need to transport them. We transport, say, 10,000 foxes, or maybe a conservative estimate.
Six
foxes. We get them over to Football Land and we play our new betting experience, Fox in the Box. We create...
This is sounding very Noel Edmonds.
Yeah. Well, it is quite Noel Edmonds.
It's
but
quite
without
Lee
the gun.
Cashel Moll as well.
It is very. So we get six... Say we get six foxes in the end alive. We get six boxes, glass Perspex boxes, a bit like, you know, when David Blaine in London, when he told us that was magic.
Yeah.
That wasn't magic, David Blaine. He sat in a box. He sat in a box for a week. That's not magic.
No, he was there for longer than a week. I think it was a month.
The magic how his career sustained itself during the 2000s?
Well, it sort of restored my faith in the British public that they were having none of this ridiculousness and just spent the entire month like firing golf balls at him, deliberately munching massive kind of Big Macs whilst
he
watched.
He also suspended himself in a clear plastic box in one of the kind of major cities in the world.
Mm.
So he had loads to look at. If he'd done it in like Coventry, I'd sort of admire him because... That would send you mad.
Yeah.
But he did it
especially over the ring road.
Yeah, he did it like over like the most picturesque bit of the world or like in a city anyway.
Just had a nice time. Well, people paid later. They paid like 50 quid to get the London Eye.
Exactly.
To have exactly the same experience, albeit fleetingly.
Square London Eye.
Yeah. Anyway, so we get six or seven boxes about the size of half a squash court.
Racquetball.
We put in six. In each box, we put in six foxes and six former Fox in the Boxes. Francis Jeffers, Gary Lineker, Inzaghi. We make them stay in a box with the fox for as long as they can bear. The fox and the game finishes with the last fox in the box standing.
Right.
If a fox dies, that game over.
Yeah.
If a fox in the box dies, as in Francis Jeffers dies, that's also game over.
Okay.
Whoever is left standing wins fox in the box.
Sort of secrete like goods on them so to keep the foxes alive. So, you know, Francis Jeffers has got to kind of put some cat food in his pants to. They just keep kind of meat out to the foxes just in case.
Let's give them a skip full of meat for the foxes to eat. And hold on. They can share the meal with the fox.
So there's a skip full of meat in a Perspex box the size of half a crustacean, which is roughly about the size of a skip.
Yeah.
So they've got to just edge around a skip full of meat in a box with a fox.
For how long? As long as they can survive. These players are competitors, aren't they?
Have we checked if any of these guys are claustrophobic?
It's the size of...
Or vegetarian.
It's the size of... I'm not a fox in the box. It's the size of a penalty area, okay? Because that's the box, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some might say it's the 6-yard box, the fox in the box, but I think it's the penalty area.
So, okay, 18-yard box. Yeah. A skip, I'm going to say, is roughly about one third of that.
Yeah. So you've got your skip area for food and sleeping, because you can sleep on meat.
Where do you do toilets?
Exactly. You're going to have to establish your
latrine. There's no toilet.
Area.
It's like a
like a pig.
Yeah.
In that corner.
David Blaine had a little tiny bit that he could go and do business.
Yeah, and that's why it wasn't magic. Yeah, that's why it wasn't endurance.
Just munching down on snacks.
Do you think if Francis Jeffers, if you told him, oh, by the way, there's a little frosted glass toilet area there you can go in, he'd think that's a cop out.
He'd never fit his ears.
And you can go
it?
In the skip. If you're bashful about, you know, modesty and everything, go in the skip.
But are the foxes going to respect the latrine area?
No, they'll shit everywhere.
You can't.
In the skiff, even.
They'll skip, shit in the skip.
Find some non-soiled
meat
to eat.
This is like, you can't, this is the endurance.
Soil your own dining area.
If you can't stand the heat of the fox in the box, get out of the box.
I suspect most of the foxes in the boxes are not going to be up for this.
I know rabbits can die
You've
of shock.
You've got to say foxes in the boxes in the box.
Yeah, I know rabbits can die
are
of shock.
Foxes in the box.
Yes, so it's
you need to say so a fox in the box in this instance is a fox.
Yeah,
in
that's
a Perspex
true.
Box.
A fox in the box.
What you
in the
mean
box.
Is a fox in the box in the box?
Yes, that's true.
That's true.
Because
yes,
otherwise, I'm going to get lost.
Yeah, if a fox in the box in the box.
Yes. And what were you saying about him?
I can't remember now.
So, yeah, it's a simple game, and it's just for betting. It's an endurance game. I think, you know, and also that foxes are much misunderstood. I don't think I've ever seen David Attenborough do a documentary about foxes. Oh, he could do one.
I
you know, it could be, God love him, it could be his last documentary he makes.
Don't say that.
Brown Planet.
It'll be Brown Planet in brackets. There's shit planet. Everywhere. Yeah.
Brown Planet, and it's just looking at like vermin, just rats.
Just watching Davor Suka.
This rat is currently eating the face of a dead old lady.
Why would there be rats in the box?
I'm not in the box. I just thought, just in general, it's just I broadened it to the rest of the world. Yeah. Like,
all right, okay.
Attenborough's got ambition still. He might be old, but he's not just going to come to Qatar and watch The Fox in the Box. That's really lazy filmmaking.
I can't see it anyway because there's too much meat in the way.
And feces. Francis Jefferson's lost it because the foxes keep shitting on a skip full of raw meat, so he's just started to smear feces. You ever seen Shame? Like the Hunger Strikers film. It just started, like Gary Lineker's probably in the other corner.
Hunger is that
film.
Oh,
Hunger, yeah.
Shame is about sexy times.
Yeah, he's just wanking all over the window. Just a box smeared with jizz and poo.
You don't know what Francis Jeffers is going to, how mad he's going to go.
No, you don't. You don't. They can. I mean, they can leave at any time.
Oh, okay.
They can leave. That's just the betting nature of it. But if you were,
very
as a punter.
Though, aren't they, footballers?
Oh, exactly.
Even ex-footballers.
Foxes in the box.
Yeah.
They have this awareness, don't they? They have this heightened awareness
fox,
around them.
You've done it again. I was thinking, as soon as you say fox in the box, I think of a fox.
Me too.
No. Okay. Francis Jeffers, I'd say, has a heightened sense of awareness.
So he's a fox in the box in the box.
Yeah.
He could sleep in a tiniest corner. Francis Jeffers strikes me as the person who, if you went on holiday with him for 2 weeks, he'd turn up at the airport with just like a tiny backpack and that's it.
Ooh. Yeah.
So he could, you know, he spatial awareness. These foxes in the boxes, to them, it'll be like a giant palace.
Okay.
I'm going to pick up on something you said a while ago. Foxes are misunderstood. I would argue, as in the fox in the box. Not the fox in the box in the box, but the fox, the animal. I dare to suggest this, but I think you may have misunderstood foxes. I think you're seeing this rabid, ravenous human eating machine. And foxes aren't like that.
No,
they don't give a fuck about
foxes
humans.
Foxes are going to be terrified. They're going to be sitting in one corner, cornered.
The foxes around where I live are so tame that if I come home...
That sounded like a bit of like one of those kind of 70s folk songs.
The foxes run my way.
But fox hunters don't, they don't go around Surbiton, do they? They're in the countryside
it's
with your,
true.
Your...
I mean, I what I was going to say is...
I've seen a documentary on urban fox hunting.
All right.
Oh, my word. Really?
Yeah.
I'm not accepting any foxes that
owls are so tame that
and can be stroked.
I have to step over them to get into my house.
Yeah,
they,
not
they
interested
sleep
in that.
On the front
no, no,
step.
No. Not interested in that. I want your countryside foxes.
Right. Okay.
If we read an Aesop's fable about two foxes, a city-dwelling fox and a countryside fox, and they slept over each other's house...
There's
in one
a Disney
stand.
Cartoon in that.
Yeah.
And a perspex box-dwelling fox.
Can a fox be a fish out of water?
So, well, it will be. I mean, the other problem is the heat of a perspex box in the middle of the 50 degree heat of Qatar.
It's like your walls are made of magnifying glasses.
Yeah, you can't stay in the same place
at
any time.
That meat is not going to keep.
That meat will cook.
That is going to
so yeah, it's
going to
stink
fresh.
In there.
When you
it's
say
gonna absolutely
you can't
stink
stay
in there
in the same place,
yeah,
it's all one box. So
yeah, but you've got to keep moving from the spot.
I don't think that works. I think it's either in the box or out the box. I think moving to another corner. You might find a bit of shade behind the skip. But other than that, I reckon that's where the foxes are going to be occupying as well. And they're going to guard that territory. And then Lineker will be there as well, guarding the... Because he also wants to kind of, you know, sort of make a dummy run to throw off the fox.
To throw off the fox and
he's
set up his own corner.
Exactly.
You so do can, need can to. I think the first thing you need to do, you get in there...
Oh.
You think, what would Bear Grylls do? You get in there and you have to be the one that defecates first.
Because
then if you smear where the sun's coming in, like the ceiling, you can create your own shade of shit.
Yeah.
It's going to dampen your appetite for the raw mint, isn't it?
Just quickly, because I think we've got 2/3 of it nailed down.
Yeah.
The betting aspect.
Yes.
So... Because this is the only gamified element. Because I can sort it's basically torture, isn't it, for the fox in the box and the fox and the fox in the box. Mm. Even though you've tried to do something that is not animal cruel, you've made
it's
it.
It's ended up quite cruel.
You've made it quite cruel.
It's accidentally really
much
cruel.
Much like...
Because you've air freighted
We've kind of
six
saved
foxes.
The foxes, but so they owe us one.
You've saved them, and then you've tortured them.
Yeah, but...
By stuffing them in a 50-degree box with former footballers.
They will not die.
If they
if
could
they
speak,
die, we're just
going
to say to the foxes, listen,
I'll
lads,
take my chances with
just
the hunt.
Like fox hunting in the UK, it's illegal to kill you. We will not kill you.
Right.
You know, if
and
you die of shock...
You're whispering this into a fox, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, if you die of shock, I look it in the eyes and, like, nuzzle its nose. Mm. If you die of shock, that's an act to God. We can't mitigate against that. The game would be over anyway. Like, and who's to say you wouldn't have died anyway?
We might be a tiny bit culpable. Mm. And I'm not sure we're going to be able to go, definitely natural causes.
Where were they living again?
The stress of the kind of the flight and the 100-degree perspex box
and listening
while
to...
Gary Lineker was just smearing the entire box in feces had nothing to do with this fox's death. Not sure.
We'll just say to the fox, look, if you die, the game's over.
Yeah.
So why would it be?
Don't die.
It's fine. As long as I'm clear that this game is largely predicated on us being able to do some kind of fox whispering.
Yeah. Well, it's just the small problem.
I wonder if the gaming element is a red herring, and actually it would be a far more interesting section of Football Land if it was just happening.
Yeah.
And you just come across this and go, oh, what's going on here? And you leave none the wiser.
Okay, fine.
Cool.
No gaming element, but we just say a little sign at the bottom. If you want to do your, like, side bets, illegals, if you want to do some sort of organised, like,
definitely.
Racket, you know, then by all means, you gamble.
Totally
gamble away. Away.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All in favour of Fox in the Box, say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye.
Thank you.
Big time.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Footland.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mark, you have a Patreon.
I do have a Patreon, and this is from the aforementioned Thomas Steyerwalt. He's already got his car park in, car park of crappy cars, if that's okay with you, Thomas. You've sent us a ride idea. Well, it's not really a ride idea. It's a kind of experience.
It's also galleons as well, not...
We decided it was for galleons, yes.
Galleons
that go up the motorway. Right, so this is called the Time Waster. Ooh. And actually, it touches on an idea I was thinking of pitching, which was going to be called Diego Simeone's School of Dark Arts. There's a pleasant overlap here. I'll read what Thomas has sent us. So he writes, nearing closing time for each day at the park, it will be the job of a set of fans, probably Atletico fans, that's Atletico Madrid, to slow down the other visitors to prevent them from riding rides. I will leave it to you all to decide what time-wasting tactics are acceptable. We'll come back to that. At closing time, you all, as the park organisers, are randomly given an amount of time for people to continue riding, only very loosely related to how many stoppages there were for maintenance. The stoppage time here is actually mainly arbitrary and just based on whatever you feel, similar to actual stoppage time in games of football. This will have the desired effect of people not having as much fun as they could have and wanting to come back all the more. Now, I think this is very clever, Thomas. I think if you watch any game of football, specifically in the Champions League, specifically involving Diego Simeone's side, Atletico Madrid, all of the pundits, having just sat through a god-awful, anti-honourable, ignoble death of the beautiful game, will wax lyrical about how brilliant he is. And we need to bring that to the park.
So in terms of time-wasting, how do you, practising the dark arts, how do you stop people going on rides without it becoming assault? Because that's what they're so clever at.
No. You don't need to. You just take your sweet time about getting on the ride. If it's a multi-car
so you're
ride,
affecting people behind you in the queue.
What?
So you're like slowing down. You're doing
your
shoelaces
up. I don't know if you've ever been
up
to a fairground or a theme park, but often the roller coasters are more than two people.
Yeah,
there's a whole, there's like 50 people can ride a roller coaster.
Yeah.
So if two people are taking their sweet time about getting in and putting the safety barrier down,
that affects 50 people. That's got a knock-on effect.
People.
So we're employing those park members, those park guests, to do that.
That's what Thomas suggests.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or are we just saying, you know, free entry for those of you who want to, you know, what's the deal here?
Well, my embellishment on what Thomas has written is for that those people to be chosen. Do you want to represent the dark arts and screw everything up for everyone else? and be celebrated for it.
It'd be nice if we put them together like a kind of like a team,
yeah,
as
yeah.
well, so they could kind of, they don't know each other before that day.
Oh, that'd
but
be
they've
nice.
Got to come
yeah.
together as a unit of just absolute
shithousery
arseholes.
Yeah.
What other aspects of time wasting can you do rather than just getting your time, taking your time, getting onto
oh,
a
easy.
Ride?
We used to do a lot of this when we were kids.
Go on.
So we used to do a thing when we were at driving age called right. a go slow.
Okay.
And what we'd do is we'd slow down to like maybe 10, 15 mile an hour and yeah. drive through town. And we get a massive long tailback, not yeah. cruising, because we were in like a bright red Micra.
Right. That would so, be enough to fail your driving test, not making
yeah,
due progress.
Going, yeah, yeah, going too
and
slowly,
so
yeah.
we did that. And we did that for quite a while, and it was quite funny, until the day that a guy flew down the entire tailback
yeah.
In his work van.
Yeah.
Two men, actually. On the wrong side of traffic, flew all the way down, and just before a roundabout, cut in front of us and jumped out with a hammer.
Oh,
and then you could dive.
Yeah,
you
and
could
then
dive.
And then I was driving my mate's car at the time,
yeah.
and I mirror signaled maneuver, and I pulled round the van.
Yeah,
and I took a left at the roundabout and headed off into the countryside, and we all swore we would drive and drive until the petrol ran out.
Wow, like Thelma, it turned into Thelma and Louise yeah. very quickly.
And the guy and his mate jumped back in their van and pursued us.
Shit.
And
bloody
we were going with a hammer, yeah. I mean, it probably had other tools in the van.
Yeah.
And he was coming.
Not kept overnight, though.
He was tailgating us, and I was going as fast as this Micra could go.
Yeah.
And 14
then,
miles an hour.
When it, yeah. when it opened up, I was doing top speed. I wasn't doing a deliberate go slow. Until it opened up into the countryside,
yep.
he overtook us
yeah.
and pulled in front.
Yeah.
And then hadn't noticed that ahead there was just a turn in, like a country road to the
yeah,
left.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we all waved at him and put the indicator on and just turned into the road and just cruised on and safely off into some tiny village, which there is a football link here, was next to Bodymore Heath Villa's training ground.
Nice detail.
And plot twist, it was Gabby Agbunlahor in the van with a hammer.
Yeah.
It what was a game of Cluedo.
I know. And
that's
so,
terrifying.
So that is a type of shithousery.
That
it's
is.
Quite difficult to do in a theme park.
No, well, on the way to football land,
oh,
we can employ them
wow.
to do a go slow, stop the traffic getting
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah,
that'll
yeah,
kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
overwork
okay,
the Jisung okay. park and ride.
Yeah.
It'll also, you could really take your time over your order.
Yeah.
In
gosh,
any of
yeah.
the kind
yeah.
of, you're queuing for your, yeah. your food, maybe mm. come dine with Ben Mee.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, I'll have a pie. No, I won't have a pie.
Yeah.
I'll take the curry and chips. No, I won't take the curry and chips.
Yeah.
There's every aspect of the pie.
The fake shake. You
the
could
fake
go
shake.
Into that and
so,
pretend to have that interview and then
yeah.
not even buy the shake at the end.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's so many ways, every ride.
The way when you're subbed off quite near the end,
yeah.
you go as far away. I mean, they've changed this. You have to leave
yeah.
by the nearest.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
so nowadays you go by the, you get yourself in the centre of the pitch. And you also, it's really important to shake the hand of the referee and have a
yeah.
little cuddle.
Yeah.
You could be doing stuff like that at the end of a ride.
Nobody's,
you could insist on thanking
kiss the steward.
Yeah.
Kiss
yeah,
the steward,
safety steward.
Give them
yeah.
a hug. Thank them for the ride.
When I was at Alton Towers last, there were a group of miscreants
Ooh.
Who all had crutches. They all had crutches, but they didn't have
like
two crutches. They didn't have two crutches each.
Right.
They were sharing crutches.
Huh?
So like they were, you know, limping a bit
yeah.
and they did it all. They were completely able-bodied, I might add.
Right.
And they did it all so that they could get into queues of
Very
rides
clever.
Before everyone else
yeah.
on like some sort of disability
so
cheat.
They could get on before everybody and
yeah.
then really take their time to milk their fake ailment.
Absolutely. And then if you touch them, they'll go over like a sack of shit.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
it's 50-50 whether they actually do have injuries or not.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, that's all brilliant and should definitely be accommodated in,
yeah.
in this idea. But for me, it's not just time wasting. There are other ways to bring down the beautiful game, like the... insisting someone else gets booked
yep.
is a horrible
yeah.
thing to
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
yeah,
I don't know how we replicate that in a visit to football land, but I'm thinking just general shitness, shit behaviour. Like if someone's just bought a tub of popcorn, you just slap it out of the hand.
Slap
and
it
all goes on
yeah.
the floor.
You could inform
that's
security.
That's awful behaviour.
You know, you could inform security that somebody's misbehaving when they're not.
Yeah,
and then
absolutely.
Even if security goes and speaks to them. It, for like, you know, kind of just to get to the bottom of it,
It's wasted a bit of time. What? How do we replicate the fact that the acts where, say, a goal was 1-0 up with 5 minutes to go and they've been doing all of their time wasting, but then they concede and then everything changes?
Yeah.
And then they're suddenly hurried and they're suddenly not time wasting anymore because the game depends on them getting the goal.
Well,
we need to get that flip.
Maybe we randomly assign the time wasters, but we don't inform security who they are.
Right.
And if they're caught misbehaving,
yeah,
then they're then pulled into a security office and their time is wasted.
Oh, God.
And then they don't have enough time.
And then they're struggling to fill in the forms very quickly and tell their side of the story.
They've not gotten on the kind of Nigel de Jong clog flume yet, and they're desperate to get covered in spit and sweat.
Yeah, spit and sweat.
That's one way to do it. Yep. Another way would be we tell these people you will get paid for delaying people leaving the park.
Yeah.
And once in a while we just announce, unless you get out of the park within the next 30 seconds, you're not getting paid.
Great. Ooh, That's brilliant. Yeah. Yes.
So they'd go from moving very slowly to moving faster than you've ever seen anyone.
Yeah,
great stuff.
Very good.
Okay.
Very good.
Well, thank you very much, Thomas.
Nice one, Thomas. Thank you.
I will do the vote, but I'm confident it's going to get in.
Cool.
So those who are keen for time wasting to be a part of the Football Land experience, as submitted by Thomas Steyerwalt, after three, say aye. 1, 2, 3.
Aye. Congratulations, Thomas. Well, and more Patreons, please.
Young man,
or girl,
we're building Football Land. I said, young man,
or girl,
we could do with a hand. I said, young man,
or girl,
do you understand? You could get in on this. You need to head on to PATRONOUPATRON. Send us whatever you think. It might be good, it might stink. We will talk about it anyway. You need to head on to PATRONOUPATRON. Chuck in a couple of pound. We've got your thoughts all around, and it might just make our day.
Send us your ideas at patreon.com/footballland. Thank you.
I'm calling this Nightmare Alley.
Dele Alli?
Yeah, it is Dele Alli. Oh, yeah.
Dele Alli. Here we go.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been waiting for a Dele Alli experience.
It would be quite, and maybe a bit too easy.
Haven't we got the Dele Alli Deli?
We've got the Deli Dancers.
The clones,
plastic surgery belly dancers that all look like Dele Alli, but in varying stages of his life.
Yeah.
So an elderly belly dancer that looks like Dele Alli.
Yeah.
A child dancer that looks like Dele Alli. Dele Alli.
Dele
Alli.
Dele Alli.
We haven't got a whole haunted house.
Yeah.
I think this is, I'm not sure what this is. I think it's a maze, right? So I think it would be a little bit too easy to compare Dele Alli's current career trajectory to the film Nightmare Alley.
Mm.
it does follow the path fairly well in a kind of, you know, meteoric rise and then a nightmarish end.
Yeah.
It's not ended yet. There could be an act two.
Yeah. But if I...
Not if you look at Ross Barkley.
Yeah, it's a fair point.
It is, it's going that way, isn't it? So the sort of the last 3 years of Dele Alli's career have been a bit of a nightmare. It's almost like kind of Mourinho put some kind of hex on him.
Yeah.
Or he's put on some kind of high fashion pants.
Yes.
that kind of he can't get off and they're restricting his movement.
And his blood flow.
Yeah, something is amiss.
When he started doing those weird finger celebrations, that's when it all went downhill. I think we can pinpoint it back to then when he discovered
himself.
Yeah, he discovered that sort of weird fingers over the eye.
Finger glasses.
It was very hard to do,
wasn't it? That was the curse. And very hard to do.
I think he's maybe spent too much time during a match thinking about that, and that's what he's distracted.
Yeah, I would forget how to do it. I'd be. Yeah.
I do every time, and then I have to watch some young child on the internet show me how to do it.
Yeah, was that a Skype call or was it a YouTube video?
I like to switch it up.
Okay,
depending on how I'm feeling. And like I've said, I think this is a maze.
Yeah,
I think. Dele Alli is Dele Alli is very famously from Milton Keynes.
Yes, he is.
It's built on a grid system.
Roundabouts.
Milton Keynes itself is quite nightmarish. Mm. As you say, lots of roundabouts.
Concrete cows.
Yeah, and very unspectacular roundabouts. They're just sort of ones with four options.
Yeah.
It's normally like over left or right.
If roundabouts existed in America,
yes,
they'd be soulless.
They are quite dull, and you do seem to never really get through Milton Keynes. It just kind of... it's burnt in your mind.
It's burnt in your mind.
It's like
you've got sat-nav on every 12 seconds. If you've got music on in the background, yeah, the sat-nav just keeps interrupting you, going, at the next roundabout, take the second exit. At the next roundabout, take the second exit. And you're like, yeah, because I'm trying to get across Milton Keynes.
Yeah.
Just, why doesn't the sat-nav, as you're approaching Milton Keynes, go, just go over every roundabout and I'll see you in 15 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, see you on the other side. Good luck.
Exactly.
Don't stop.
Was Milton Keynes completely created after the Second World War? There was nothing there before.
Yeah, and they built it on the corridors in The Shining.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting, because that plays right into this.
Because I actually saw two twins on of the B roads.
Four people.
Two sets of twins in dresses.
This is very kind of, this plays into the ride in that as you enter the Nightmare Alley, you encounter a corridor. And it's the corridor of uncertainty.
Yes.
So you go in and you make your way down the corridor of uncertainty. At the end, you've got three options. You go left, you go right, or you go straight ahead.
Okay.
They're your options. So basically, depending on what direction you're going, you're greeted by a Dele Alli, but you don't know which Dele Alli it's going to be.
Okay.
So you've either got sort of Tenacious MK Don's Alley, you've got Spurs Midfield Dynamo Alley, or you've got the sort of listless, retired fashion model kind of Everton guy. Basically, you've got to choose your path. You don't know which Dele Alli you're going to find at the end of the direction you choose. But what you're looking for is essentially the sort of deflated sex doll Everton Dele Alli.
That's the one you want.
Yeah, one sort of just like half sort of deflated, leaning against the kind of against the wall, looking at it.
Yeah,
but with spectacular purple
braids. Why do you want that one?
Yes.
Why don't you want? Why aren't you searching for the youthful Alli who won Young Player of the Year?
Is not going to let you past.
Okay.
Whereas you just walk past Dele Alli, Everton Dele Alli, and he's just like, he might raise his brows. He might not. He might just not even. He's too busy texting.
Yeah, if it's early on in his Everton, you know, the first 20 minutes of the game, then he might try.
Maybe, but he also, in that period, he's probably trying to sort of try on a pair of ripped jeans.
Mm.
So he might want to sort of stop you from walking past.
Yeah.
But he's got his foot caught in one of the ripped jeans holes,
which happens so often.
Yeah, very hard to put your foot in a pair of ripped jeans.
It really is, yeah.
Because there's so many
I once tried on a pair of jeans in a very, very fashionable store. I can't name it for legal reasons. It was way too fashionable for me. Mm-hmm. And the seam down the side of the jeans went right the way round your leg. And
spiral
I was so
pants.
Confused. When I eventually struggled to put them on, I thought I'd broken both my ankles and was facing the wrong way. it was so confusing. I was wanting to replicate the twin kind of voices in his head of there's Mourinho telling him he's rubbish and he hates him and you smell and you hit me and you started it. Mm. And then there's Frank Lampard going too far the other way, being lovey-dovey, you're brilliant, you're amazing, and which puts way more pressure on him than he can cope with. Angels and devils on his shoulders.
Yeah, and particularly that Mourinho devil is kind of very mean because he's whispered in his ear, you're not a midfielder, which sounds like you're an attacker, which sounds like a compliment, but also really confused him because he'd spent his entire career doing one thing.
And you're an attacker, but by the way, there's four other attackers that are going to be in front of you.
You're an attacker. You're a fifth choice attacker.
Even Steven Bergwijn is going to play in front of you.
I'm playing with a flat back eight. There's not room for any of you.
And so that's essentially it. You get from one side of
Milton Keynes
to the other and through a series of three choice grids.
Yeah.
And each time you will meet one of them.
Yeah.
And if you get caught by either MK Don's Alley or
Spurs Alley,
And these alleys, by the way, I think they're sort of these corridors of uncertainty. I think they're a bit like that alley at the end of the Michael Jackson video, Black or White.
Right.
Like, it's a really jolly ending. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Black or white. And everybody does the face changing.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden a panther walks past.
Yeah.
I think Spielberg goes, good job, everybody. Or somebody like that, John Landis, goes, good job, everybody. A panther walks past. The camera follows it outside. And all of a sudden it's night. There's mist. Michael Jackson walks past. Was really angry, starts smashing up a car with a baseball bat and then rubbing his crotch over and over and over whilst going, ah, ah, ah. So maybe...
Are you sure that's the video of the fever dream?
No, 100%.
Wow.
Google it.
So are you saying we get Dali Alli to like rub his crotch loads at the end or the panther?
Old Mourinho...
Put him in a Perspex box with a panther and a big pile of meat and see what happens.
I wonder if the Everton route is that one and it's the scarier one to go down and the others, it entices you to go down that. But I think that you get stuck, basically, down one of the other nightmare alleys.
Yeah.
And... So there's a danger there that you'll start to get a bottleneck. So it'll start to become quite obvious which alley to go down because there'll be like a guy directly in front of you and you sort of tap him on the shoulder, a bit like getting caught in traffic in Milton Keynes.
Yeah.
What's going on ahead? And everyone's trying to look ahead and go, well, I think this might be the wrong route to take.
I think this is Spurs,
I think there's Ryan from the past in a Nissan Micra.
Yeah, but I don't think you're allowed to turn around.
So you're just...
So you're stuck in there.
So it ends.
That's it.
It ends.
There are a couple role-playing games. There's one particular, I can't remember what it's called, but it was invented in Japan, and it starts by you committing an atrocious crime. It's a crime that's so nasty, I can't talk about it on the podcast, but you don't have any choice. You have committed this crime. Okay. And then the rest of the game, although it gives the illusion of free will and a kind of world exploration, it's just you... getting decked by karma for this atrocious crime.
Yeah.
So every single thing you choose will lead to you dying a horrible, lonely death.
Yeah, I mean...
Which sounds like this is what you're trying to replicate.
It kind of is. I mean, if we're going to pull in the plot from Nightmare Alley, there does need to be that horrible ending. And it could be a bit like an escape room.
Yeah.
There could be clues as to maybe the better way to take... Sort of maybe there's just a toffee on the ground.
Yeah.
You go, or even a toffee wrapper just blowing towards the
And when you unwrap
kind of...
it, it's Frank Lampard's little face.
Well, I'll tell you how it can end.
Oh.
Because as we speak, MK Dons are third in League One.
Oh.
Everton are flirting with the relegation zone.
Yeah.
So next season, Dali Alli could be playing against his former club in the Championship. You thought that would never happen. It could be that the end of this maze is Everton Alley and MK Dons Alley sort of form this strange pyramid sort of touching each other over the body of Tottenham Alley.
Ooh.
And you walk walk through that pyramid of men.
So you tread on Tottenham Alley
as you walk under
Everton
those
and
two
MK Dons.
Into the gift shop.
Yeah.
Always the gift shop. Which is the size of a racquetball court?
Yeah, I think you should probably there should be a shower at the end,
right?
So you can just have a good wash.
Yeah, just have a good wash
because you just feel a bit.
Maybe you you look up and Dali Alli's mouth is a shower head.
Oh,
so you Everton Alli, his mouth is a shower head, and you sort of press his nipples. Out of it just comes water. Oh, you wash yourself. You cleanse yourself.
A shower of shite.
But it could be a shower of shite from a Mourinho shower head.
You cleanse yourself. But what's happening? You're drowning Tottenham Alley, aren't you?
Yeah, because he's
drowning
on the floor.
He's on the floor.
Oh.
And MK Dons Alley is just dispensing soap, maybe.
He did get a very nice reception from the Tottenham fans when Everton went back.
Yeah, that's because they're just relieved to get rid of him.
They
might get him back because he's on an appearance fee, isn't he?
Weird. It's a very weird engineer. The whole thing's weird and nightmarish. And I think... I don't know. Maybe you're just stuck in Nightmare Alley until the park closes.
Yeah.
And then we kind of get the
shower scene.
And then everybody has to be showered on the way out. Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Cool. Nice.
All those in favour of Nightmare Alley say aye after three. One, two, three.
Aye.
Nay.
Oh, you've nayed yourself. I like the pyramid, the shower pyramid.
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah. But it was a bit too erotic for me.
Okay, fair enough.
When you tread on the drowning Tottenham Alley, I think it should make a sort of whoopee cushion noise with each step.
That's fine. That
softens it.
That's an A.
Sean, tell them about Football Land. I actually do.
And that is it. We're so grateful for our Patreon this week, Thomas Stierwalt. Thank you for giving us a car park. We can now fit in some galleons. Pepe's got a place to stay.
Yeah, we got specific. We had a motorbike car park.
Yeah.
We had a car park.
And car park.
We did need a galleon car park.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, all those galleons turning up and nobody park.
Good stuff. All right, keep your Patreon stuff coming in, and we'll see you next time on Football Land.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.